Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, doing a show we didn't want to have to do, but we are doing it. The Philly season ends last night, and the Eagles season takes a bad, bad, bad step as they get crushed by the Giants. Ron Jaworski will join us in a moment to talk about the game last night. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google five-star reviews. Experience the Mark's difference online, marks-jewelers.com. The question, are you pressing the panic button on the Eagles? 68% say yes. Wow. Joining us now, joins us every Friday at 4, Ron Jaworski. You can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show for the Eagles. Jaws, wish we were talking to you under different circumstances.
No doubt about it. 0-for-3 last night. Not a good batting average, but boy, what a disappointment by the Eagles. In two straight weeks, not going for the clunkers, and especially the way they were physically dominated by the New York Giants. I never expected that. It was a wake-up call for everyone.
Yeah, do you think it will be? I guess that's my question. Is they haven't been physically dominated like they were last night all year, but they have been pretty sloppy, penalties in bad spots. The players keep talking about execution, and you wonder this far into the season, how do you get that all together?
Well, I still think the players are there. There's quality players. I think the coaches are still there. It's just a matter of putting it all together. And it's kind of interesting. You hear what other people are saying after the game, and, you know, execution is kind of the buzzword, and that always comes out. But predictability is kind of the word that I caught from a lot of players, and that kind of brought my attention to really think a little deeper. And I got through about a quarter and a half of the game this morning watching on the coaches tape, and I noticed something the Giants were doing. I heard predictability. The Giants were playing what I call the creep defense, where the defensive line, the linebackers, they creep around the line of scrimmage, and they don't really get set until it looks like the play is about ready to start. And then they go to an adjustment. So there was some predictability in what we were doing offensively. There is no doubt in my mind. I'm going to get to that tape and dissect it a little bit deeper, but there's some predictability with the execution, what we're going to do, because the defense is now going to that creep defense where all linebackers stand up near the line of scrimmage. The defensive linemen don't get in three-point stance. And the minute they think the ball's going to be snapped, then they adjust to what they read as a predictable play.
So let's talk about the run game first, and just to jump off the predictability thing, because Saquon said after the game last night, he said, look, we were predictable last year, and we ran all over everybody anyway. So, you know, watching that last night, Saquon has two good runs, and then it seemed to me for the rest of the night, every time he touched the ball, they were on him behind the line of scrimmage. Is that an offensive line play issue, or is that a predictability issue?
I think it's a combination of both. And as we know, in sports, particularly football, with, you know, 11 guys on each side of the football, there's never one thing. But, you know, and I agree, the offensive line just isn't playing well right now. And you could say, yeah, we got the talent, not making it happen. Saquon Barkley not running real well, missing some holes. After two plays, you know, it looked like two runs by Saquon, looked like he was going to have a dominant game. It just didn't happen. And, you know, and we have to just – I always use the word I talk to you guys every single week is balance. You got to have balance on offense. You got to be able to run the football when you want to run it and impose your will. And you got to be able to throw the football when you want to, not when, you know, you fall behind the chains. I think we're like, it seemed like we're one, I know we were 1 for 9 on third down, which is disgusting. With a team with this kind of talent, be 1 for 9 on third down. That's the money down. You know, for all the TV shows I've done throughout my career, I've always talked about third down, the most important down in football. That's the money down. That's where the players earn their money. You can't go 1 for 9 against a Giants defense that is really struggling with to stay healthy and have quality people back there. But clearly, we're predictable and we're not executing properly. And I still think there's enough talent there with that. And I like you said, Saquon said we're predictable. I think there's some good things about predictability. That's when you get to impose your will. We're going to run the football. I don't care who is on defense. That's when you start imposing your will. That's when your players down because we have the talent to impose your will, knock people backwards. Tell them the play we're going to run. If you're really good enough like we were a year ago, I'll tell you the play we're going to run, and we're still going to kick your butt.
Yeah, Jaws, how well is Jalen seeing the field out there? You go 1 for 9 on third down. Now, they weren't all third and passing situations. I would imagine some of those may have been runs. But, you know, you're missing that much on third down. I would imagine there are plays that are there to be made, you know, similar to the Devontae Smith play where he overshot him. I'm just wondering how much does the quarterback, how much can his play clean up a lot of this stuff?
Well, you know, the quarterback's always guys going to be, you know, getting too much credit when things are going well and too much discredit when things aren't going well.
Yeah.
And I still think Jalen's playing very good football. You know, he's missed some guys. In fact, I had next gen stats after last week run me a stat, and then Jalen had thrown the third most uncatchable balls in the NFL. The third most uncatchable balls. Yet his percentage of completion is close to 70%, but he's had a lot of guys open that he's missed. So, yeah, that's not my stat. That's next gen. That's the company that has those guys with the chips in their pads and all the other stuff to give you the high tech analysis. And It was kind of an alarming stat to me. That means he's not been throwing the football accurately. And I can't blame it on Jalen. The interception, yeah, certainly was his fault. The throw's got to be low on the outside, not high on the inside, and he get picked up. But for the most part, I've almost felt this since last year. After the last year, I'll go back to last year when he was on the streak of interceptions. He had gone 8 games. Throwing at least one interception. And after the bye week, he stopped throwing picks. So I think he became very concerned about throwing interceptions, which you should be. But he just became a guy that almost became too careful with the football, not willing to take chances. And rather than take the chance, throw the ball, you know, away, take a sack, or just not deliver the football on time. So, you know, I think these are all correctable issues. He hasn't played poorly. I think he's playing very well, as I said earlier. But It's a team right now that's kind of looking for who they are. What is the identity of this football team? It's not defense. It's not offense. And certainly not special teams. We can't even field the kickoff. But certainly I think it's a team that we thought we knew this football team. And after I started looking at tape this morning, I said, I don't know who this team is. I don't know who this team is right now. I hope we figure it out real quick.
I tell you, Josh, you mentioned the phase of the game that I think is certainly being overlooked today when it talks about last night's game, and that's the defense. That may have been the worst defensive performance I've seen in a while under Vic Fangio. Really, maybe be the worst one under Vic Fangio as the defensive coordinator. I missed tackles last night. The Giants converting on third down 11 out of 16 times, 3 for 3 in the red zone. I mean, a rookie quarterback with no real weapons out there. His best weapons weren't even playing, and they're able to put up 34 points last night, Joe. It's just a disappointing effort from the defense last night. Really, on all three levels of the defense, it was disappointing.
Well, missed tackles, number one. I mean, you guys are whiffing all over the place. You know, it's just amazing. But, I'm chuckling in disdain because I'm thinking about Jackson Dart.
Right.
Cam Scadaboo.
Yeah.
Who the hell are these guys?
Yeah.
What? They kicked our butt. I mean, they physically. I've never seen an Eagles team get manhandled like this. This is a world championship football team. Didn't look like that. We physically got beat up.
Yeah.
On defense.
Yep.
That's where we always hang our hat in Philadelphia on that defense. There's got to be some record. I know Vic Fangio is probably the most disappointed guy on the planet this morning when his defense put out a clunker like that against. And how about you got your third and fourth string wide receivers out there?
Right.
You know, you got guys learning how to play offense on the offensive line, and to get handled like that, it's totally disappointing, and to me, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Wow. So I think what
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
You know, like those defense men.
I'm with you, Jaws. I'm with you.
He made his career on playing defense. So you see it, I see it, and the fans see it. It was not good. It was ugly.
I think the concern is we all agree the talent's there, right? And I think you said this earlier. You just look at the team and you say, well, what are they doing well? It's pretty hard to point to anything. They're not throwing the ball well consistently. They're not running the ball well consistently. They're not stopping the run. They certainly didn't stop the Broncos from passing the ball. They didn't stop the Bucs from passing the ball in the second half. The guy they traded for to receive kicks can't hold on to them. I think my fear is this just feels like a classic Super Bowl hangover year. That's what it feels like to me, and I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, after the last 2 weeks, I feel the way. It actually kind of, you know, we saw this happening, guys. When you're winning, you sometimes ignore it. You ignore the truth. But we weren't playing good football and we were winning. Yeah, we're playing good enough to win.
Yep.
But we weren't playing the football we've become accustomed to watching going back to our Super Bowl season a year ago. I got great confidence in Nick Sirianni and his coaching staff. I really do. I mean, what they did last year was remarkable. I know how much, you know, time they put into it. I know how much the players have bought into what they're teaching, you know, the cohesiveness of the organization as a whole. You always know Jeffrey and Howie are always committed to doing whatever it takes to win. So the organization is committed to winning. They're just, I said it on the postgame show last night, you know, we watched them the last couple of weeks. There's just something missing. And I've tried to take my 17 years of experience as an NFL quarterback to try to figure it out. I can't. There's just something missing and I can't put my finger on it. Maybe it'll play out and we'll say, oh, that's what was going wrong. But there's just something missing in this football team right now.
All right. Thank you, Jaws. I hope. Now, the next time we talk to you will be a couple of days before the Vikings game. We have two more games before the bye.
That's supposed to be an easy win, right, Spike? Who's going to cover Justin Jefferson the way the secondary played last night?
Yeah, I can't think. Well, you get beat down like that by the Giants, who just lost by 12 points to the Saints. There are no easy wins anymore. You know, I don't think they can look at anything like that on the schedule. So
I'm with you.
We will talk to you a week from today. Thank you, as always, Josh.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yep.
Jaws is fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, when I can only imagine, and I'm texting, and we're in a group text with the fellas, and that's embarrassing. Like, that's an embarrassing loss. To lose to the Giants, this version of the Giants, certainly would have been unbecoming of a team that's trying to go reach the Super Bowl for a second year. But to lose in the fashion in which they lost last night, it's almost as if, like, to me, defensively, they didn't show up last night. I can't think of one defensive play that I was like, all right, from the game last night. I can't think of one defensive play from the game last night.
There's not one guy who can chase down Jackson Dart. You know, there's not one guy who can stop Cam Scatterbutt. I understand he runs hard.
When Jackson Dart did that to Zach Bond in the open field, I was like, it's going to be a long night. We let this happen?
Yep.
Really, the rookie just broke down Zach Bond, an all-pro linebacker in the middle of the damn defense?
Yep.
And scored a touchdown?
Not great.
I think he was untouched.
When he scored? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he was touched.
He didn't get the first touchdown.
As a quarterback, how does he score a touchdown from 15 yards out untouched?
Untouched.
The defense didn't show up last night. That's embarrassing. The offense has been struggling all year.
Yeah.
But the defense at least played a little bit, okay, like through the first four or five games. My goodness.
215-592-9494.
Now it's trickled over to that side of the ball now.
Jen in the Poconos, you're on WIP. What's up, Jen?
Hey, guys. Not how I was expecting conversations to go down today, unfortunately.
Yeah, how much fun would it have been? I'll never get over the fact that we don't have a game at Citizens Bank Park tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I know, it's a bummer. Baseball season's over, and especially to go out that way, like,
I would have been super glad, Jen, if the Eagles had gotten their asses beat like they did last night, if the Phils had won that game. I don't think I would have yelled about the Eagles at all today. I mean,
I didn't even.
I agree.
I couldn't watch the Eagles game after that loss. Like, it's such a close series. I felt like it was the two best teams in the league going against each other.
Yep.
And just whoever blinked first saw their short and the stick, and we did. And they weren't hitting. We weren't hitting. And it was a great game. I think, I don't know. I lost, if it was that same exact loss, game one, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know what it was, Jen, and I'll say this. Like, the Phillies won the only game that was not in doubt. The 8-2 game was not in doubt. So the home runs were flying and everything. But every other game was tightly contested. And the Dodgers won this series primarily because they didn't beat themselves. No. They didn't make the mistakes in those crucial situations. We had the Trey Turner throw, right? We had that here that could have happened. We had the bunt, right? And you have last night. With the 1-1 game, even before it's 1-1, when it's 1-0, and we load the bases, and then we walk home to run. Like, that's more of us than it is the Dodgers.
Yes.
That's what's frustrating. We beat ourselves.
They gave us our run last night, though, too.
No, you're right. They did. Yep. Yep.
We had to the double play, and so it was both ways, but, yeah.
Yeah, well, at least.
Yeah, how the hell did Kepler score? What was that?
It was Castellanos' double.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But he got the second on.
Because the bad PFPs by Emmett Sheehan, didn't get over to first base.
Yes.
And that kind of. That was the moment where it's like, I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe they're going to go steal one out there.
Yeah.
Even when we were tied 1-1, like before the bases got loaded and everything, like I just had a horrible feeling because we weren't hitting the ball. Like I just still felt like we lost, and I don't know.
You knew it was coming. Like you knew that it was coming at some point there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jen. Thank you for the call. So, you know, Topper decides to walk Ohtani when he brings out Duran.
Are you okay? Thumbs up on that?
I was fine with
thumbs
that.
Thumbs up, Fritzy?
Yeah.
All right, that's three thumbs up.
People were complaining about that, saying...
I was perfectly fine with it.
Saying Ohtani's cold. Well, he's still Ohtani. Duran's still a righty, and Ohtani's a lefty. Yeah. Ohtani's homered off of Duran before. I'm fine with that. You got to... I was disappointed in Duran for walking in the run. You can't walk the guy in. Now, it's a lot worse if you give up a double to Mookie Betts.
Because a couple of runs scored in.
Yeah. You don't want to make
that
mistake.
Or you made clear bases.
Yeah, but I was fine walking him.
I agree.
People are ready to fire Topper over everything at this point. I don't know. I think that's fine. I think you got to trust. They're talking about trusting Duran versus Ohtani. I'd rather trust Duran versus Mookie Betts than trust him versus Ohtani. Give me Duran versus a righty rather than Duran versus a lefty.
Yeah, he tried to get Mookie to chase that high fastball. He didn't.
Yep.
Give credit to Mookie on that. But I got to admit, I'm sitting there saying to myself after that, and obviously once we got out of the inning, I was like, whew. That's only one. It's still tied.
Yes.
Because they loaded the bases. I'm thinking they're about to blow the game open.
Yeah.
At that point. I'm thinking, okay.
Just hold it to one. Just hold it to one.
He held it to one, and I was like, whoo, thank God. Well, I actually felt okay after that.
Yeah, because you can, you do these things. You watch these games. You can talk yourself into anything. And when he walks in the run and they get out of the inning, I said to myself, we were never winning this game scoring one run.
Exactly.
So that's fine. So that's fine. We don't have to score five. All we have to do is
score two.
Score two now.
Or three.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all we got to do. So here.
And that was seventh inning, right? That's the seventh or the eighth inning?
It was the seventh.
Seventh inning, right? Because Duran came in the seventh.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he came back for the eighth.
Now, what did you think?
He did come back in for the eighth. That's what I thought.
Now, Jack, that was a moment where Topper put a guy in for a high leverage out and then brought him back out.
I was thinking about Fritzy. Yeah. I was.
And he handled it fine.
Yeah. So, again, I think Duran knew that plan heading in. So, I think what happened with Robertson is that he changed the plan once he's got the out. Duran knew that.
He was going back out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called the fist pump rule. When you see your reliever fist pump after a big out, you get him out. If there's no fist pump and he's dead serious, you keep him in.
I got to watch for this now.
That's called gut versus analytics right there. No, but like Duran.
Yes. It makes sense, though. It makes sense.
I just think Duran had more of an idea, and I think the Robertson thing was more.
It makes
he's
sense.
Kept going with it.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, Duran certainly seemed like he was expected to go back out there.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It was definitely unfortunate, too. We get the shadow game. Now, the shadow benefits both pitchers.
Mm.
But that was a moment where...
So I took the under.
If there's any pitcher I didn't want it to benefit for them, it was the one guy that I was pretty confident they could hit in Glasnow. I didn't want Glasnow to have the training wheels. I'm confident in Christopher Sanchez to be able to shut down the Dodgers without the shadows.
Yeah.
They got Glasnow only had one shadowless inning. It was only the sixth inning that he had. They couldn't hit his fastball.
I know.
He couldn't hit his fastball.
I know.
I didn't know he was 6'8", too.
Yeah, huge.
Just a big fella.
Especially, like, in the shadows.
He doesn't look
6'8". Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's pretty athletic. Yeah.
Christopher Sanchez, 6'6".
Also tall.
He doesn't look 6'6". Now, sometimes he definitely looks tall at 6'4", but I'm like, 6'6", really?
Tall drink of water.
He's a skinny fella.
I didn't realize he was 6'6".
He's a skinny fella.
He got yoked this year. Yeah. Like, I mean, compared to the last couple of years, he bulked up. That's why he threw 200 innings.
I thought he hit 98 once. Yeah. Is that possible? Yeah, 98 once? Yeah. 215-592-9494. Gary and Vineland, you're on WFP. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, only thing worse than my call yesterday was the games we had to watch. Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes. Well, I would say your call might have been worse than the Phillies game. Not worse than the Eagles
yeah,
game.
Yeah. Worse than that ump not giving us that strike that was
over
the box.
Yeah.
It's just so frustrating because you knew we needed it there. And then as soon as that guy got walked, I was like, oh, man, here we go.
Well, it's such a good pitch, too. And so I yell about it. And Val, my wife, goes, she goes, well, it was close. And I was like, Val, that is a good pitch. If you're the pitcher, and poor Val, yeah. She even likes baseball. She's never watched, I don't think, with the box on there. Yeah. I say, you see the line there? If it's touching the line,
yeah.
That is a strike. You don't want to throw it in the middle. I was no fun last night. I was no fun, you know. And then I became the football on the laptop guy while the Phils are up there.
Right.
Oh,
right.
My God. Not a fun husband last night. Not that I'm the barrel laughs normally, but last night, not fun.
It was intense in everybody's household last night. I can imagine.
Yeah. Was it a double hoodie night?
It was a hoodie and a jacket while I watched the game, and then just a hoodie when I slept.
In the house?
Yeah. Well, because I wore the jacket for game 3, and they won. So I put the jacket on for game 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I think him not getting that pitch got to him, too. And,
it did.
And it was just...
Oh, it definitely did.
Yeah. It shook him a little bit.
Yeah.
It was just awful.
Yep.
I told my son, I'm like, you guys got to win tonight. I'm sorry. Like, I can't have another loss this week. There's too many losses.
We're back to the Pee Wee football team?
Yeah. Who are they playing?
It's high school.
Yeah.
And he's QB1. Give the kid...
Oh, man, he's QB1?
And he played... And wait, get this. And he's a linebacker.
That means he can't throw it in. He can't throw.
Because he went down like he was hurt. He's like, Dad, I need a break, man.
So is he more of a running quarterback?
Oh, God, no.
What?
He's got my genes.
Well, a throwing quarterback playing linebacker doesn't sound all that smart.
He's a baller, man.
Okay.
All right. Who are they playing tonight?
They are playing Gloucester City.
Okay.
Gloucester City.
All right.
Yeah.
And what
That's
school?
My neck of the woods.
What school does your son play for?
Dalek.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck. Are you guys favored?
No,
what's the line?
I don't know. I got to call the bookie up.
All right. Okay. All right. Gary,
I said Gloucester City is in my neck of the woods. I don't even know where Gloucester City is.
No.
That's good. Nice confidence there. You've lived there for what, 20 years?
Is it in my neck of the woods?
I have no idea.
I don't know where Gloucester City is.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
you two aren't Jerseyans. Where you are now, Spike.
Yeah, I am now. Yeah, I don't.
Let me look up where Gloucester City is. What's the difference between Gloucester City and Gloucester?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know the difference.
Well, Gloucester's right over
the bridge.
Right over the bridge. Yes. I don't think Gloucester City.
Yeah, so it is. It looks like it's right over the bridge.
Okay.
So it's like by Oakland, Brooklawn.
Brooklawn, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Now in Ephraim, Belmar.
Nah, it's not really my area, but I know that area.
Yeah, that's not near us.
Well, way to be confident with it, though.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know.
215-592-9494. I'm going to play a little stay or go with Jack and Ike next, where talk about the Phillies impending free agents and the possibility that those guys are back. We will take your calls as well on this miserable Friday. We're trying to lighten it up. Well, are we trying to lighten it up?
Not really.
Laugh a little bit.
Very little.
Well, 4:30's
coming. No smiles.
4:30's coming.
Yeah.
You know, 4:30's always the time where this turns a little bit. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. With you on a bummer Friday. Phil's season ends last night as they lose in 11 innings to the Dodgers on an Orion Kirkering brain fart, I guess, if we're calling it kindly, and the Giants whip up on the Philadelphia Eagles last night.
What would be an equivalent to Kirkering last night, the ending of that game for you?
Buckner.
Well, Buckner was just an error, though.
It did go right through his legs, though.
Yeah, but it was just Chris Weber.
Well, also Spike.
Ooh, Weber, that's a good one, yeah.
Weber calling the timeout.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What about the Ben Simmons foul, passing up the ball?
Well, so different, but felt just as bad.
The same, yeah.
Just as bad. Because the Kawhi shot felt similar to me in this lack of control that it was over. Mm-hmm. But just trying to think of brain fart ones, that was Ben Simmons broken. I don't think that was a Ryan Kirkring.
No, definitely not the same. Yeah.
And the Ben Simmons thing changed the entire course of the franchise in that was the last moment he was ever going to play for the Sixers.
Yep.
But is there anything else? The Chris Webber one feels the closest to me in terms of brain fart ending.
Yeah, it's got
to
be something like a timeout or somebody forgot. You got Dak at the end of the which one of those playoff games? Dak let the clock run out? He let the clock run out of one of those games.
I think you're right.
Against the 49ers.
What about J.R. Smith?
What is J.R.? Ooh. The J.R. Smith where he let the clock run out in regulation.
Right. Right. Yes.
Didn't end the game, but that's close. I forgot about the J.R. Smith one. That doesn't get talked about as much.
That was a meme for a bit.
Yeah.
Donovan throwing up. I'm just kidding.
Didn't happen.
I'm just kidding. The good news is,
we don't have five today. We're going to wait till Monday?
Yeah, Monday. The good news is,
we can only choose one quarterback at 4 o'clock, you know?
Oh, that's right. We had Jaws. No, you're right.
So the good news is, even though the Giants won, they're still able to embarrass themselves. As I'll read the statement from the owner of the Giants.
Uh-oh.
So the embarrassment was, Brian Daboll is so desperate
to
save his job.
Yeah.
He's not only letting Jackson Dart run all over like it's high school football, right. Is what it looks like. It looks like, you know, when the quarterback is so much better of an athlete than everybody else on the field in high school.
Just go make a play.
Go do something or whatever. So not only that, but Jackson Dart goes into the blue tent because of a worry of a concussion. And Brian Daboll runs into the blue tent trying to get Jackson Dart out of there. Just one of the most psychotic things I've
never
ever seen a head
before.
Coach do.
I've never seen that before.
As the most desperate thing I think I've ever seen a head coach do. This statement from John Mara. I spoke to Coach Daboll this morning about approaching the medical tent last night. While I firmly believe, as he has stated, that he was not trying to influence the process in any way, he understands that the appearance of going to the tent is inappropriate. We have protocols in place as a league to ensure player safety, and we need to allow our medical staff to execute those protocols without interference. We understand the situation is under review by the NFL and the NFLPA, and obviously we will cooperate fully.
Yeah, I was going to say that this has the potential to grow some legs, and primarily because I would imagine the league doesn't want to see this again.
No.
They don't want to see a coach running into the damn blue tent.
Well, it's exactly what, when you talk about the concussion thing,
yes.
This is exactly what you don't want. You don't want the coach influencing.
Well, that's why it's an independent neurologist that makes the decision. Yeah, because as a coach, yeah, this is why you don't get to be involved in the decision-making process here.
Yeah, I mean, just incredibly embarrassing. And if you're John Mara, you're thinking to yourself, look, that guy on the field is the future of my franchise. You, sir, are gone after this year. You don't need you of all people. And Daniel Jones, you didn't even want.
Right, he's still thinking about that.
Yeah, pretty boy. You know, I thought Mr. Josh Allen fixer.
He got a call from the league, right?
Ooh,
the
Gable.
League called John, no, John Mara.
Oh, John Mara, I'm sure. And I bet John Mara was pissed off when he said, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
215-592-9494, Carl and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP.
How you doing today?
What's up, Carl?
So, birthday is on Sunday, and in advancement, Ike Reese, happy birthday to you as well, sir.
Oh, same to you, brother. Happy birthday.
Thank you. So, I'm sitting up here last night at Sky Zone with my kids. And I'm watching the baseball game, and I'm saying to myself, okay, it's been 1-1 all the way up to the ninth. I said, all right, I'll catch everything else when I get home, because I said the Eagles are getting ready to play. So I'm, like, literally just getting my kids ready for bed and school and stuff, and I'm saying, okay, Eagles are playing. I see Eagles score a touchdown. I'm like, all right, cool. Then all of a daggone sudden, I see the most idiotic play from the Phillies I've seen in a long time. And my heart sank. And then it went from that saying to myself, I'm like, all right, it's the Phillies. They'll get back. I believe they'll get back. But the body language that I looked at from the Eagles last night is unacceptable to me. And I don't know, like, what the heck I'm getting from this team. Because everyone's saying the same thing that is predictable. And this reminds me, Seth Joyner said it even earlier, this is reminding me of 2023. I hated to say it, but also Elliot Shore Park sat there and said that there was a fear early in the year that it was going to be a fear of 2023 all over again if they don't get their acts together. What I'm getting frustrated is every time that this team has the ball, Saquon looked like he running for his life. Jalen Hurts has gotten sacked more times than I could even count. It's unacceptable. The distractions, all this last year was not that. This year is like we're looking like a daggone laughingstock. You lost to the Giants, and it's unacceptable to me on how you lost.
Yeah.
A no-name guy, you know, coming up here just running. Like I feel like Philadelphia Eagles have a problem with scrambling quarterbacks. Like, we don't know what to do with a scrambling quarterback. Like, when he's all over the place, he gets out, and you still can't tackle him? Like, make it make sense to me today. Like, I need help. I'm turning 41 on Sunday, and I'm trying to figure this out. Like, what the heck are you supposed to do with this team? And I know everyone's saying, oh, well, give Kevin Petullo a chance. Just give him a chance. He's new. But this is about how many people have Jalen Hurts have been through as far as coordinators by itself. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know what to say for this team. I don't know. And it's like I seen Gritty earlier on Instagram. Gritty was like at a loss of words. I feel so bad for him.
He don't even speak.
And I'm just like it's horrible. It's just horrible. And I just want to say one last thing.
Yeah.
I got love for Bryce. I do. I got love for the Phillies. I do. But I'm speaking up for every single Phillies fan. It's unacceptable. to me that the top of this lineup can't hit a ball. My grandmom is 80 daggone years old and can hit a daggone ball. 80.
Yeah, what about that, Fritzy?
Well, is she a free agent?
Like Jack?
Can she play right field?
Jack Fritz, I love y'all, but I'm sorry. I know how much it is that you get on Jalen Hurts about how Jalen Hurts and stuff got to be.
Yeah, he's fine.
A certain way.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I'm holding this Phillies team accountable. I'm holding this team accountable until they get the head out of their behinds, literally, because it's unacceptable to me for y'all guys to go scoreless when it's right in your possession to hit a home run and you don't take the swings. Trey Turner is still sitting up and swinging from his daggone ankle. For what? For what? Like, it's crazy to me. It's just crazy to me. It's like, I can't see another season like this. I pray that Rob Thompson is gone. He's a nice man. Love the dude, but I'm sorry. I need somebody with fire that's going to put fire under this top of the lineups behind. If you're gonna make the daggone World Series, add pieces to it, man, that's going to sit there and do something. We need short ball. You don't got to be a heroic hero every single daggone time to hit the ball out the daggone park. You had an opportunity, and it was choked.
Yep.
This is another year that it was choked. Like, come on now. We got to do better, man. Like, God bless y'all, man. Take care.
Great call, Carl.
Great call.
Man, we know he meant small ball.
Yeah.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Short ball.
I know. I don't think Granny. I don't think Granny's catching up to 96 up in the zone with the hammer.
Neither's Bryce.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. Bryce, put a better fight than Granny.
Bryce has got to wear this one. Bryce has got to wear. You can't.
You got to pray for him.
Stop. You can't wear a headband that says Mr. Showman on it.
I am pretty out on the showman thing. Like, dude, it puts an unnecessary target on your back. Just put Crew and Brooklyn Hayes.
Hayes.
I forget his third daughter's name, but whatever. You know, you get the point.
Put the kids' names on there.
Until you're the showman, don't stop with the showman. Come on.
He had multiple opportunities in this series to make
a difference.
He worked
a big walk, though, late. I mean, you got to give him credit.
He didn't work a walk.
He did work a walk.
No, here's what happened.
Shut up.
No.
Shut up.
He, turn off
did,
his mic.
Did he walk or did he not
he
walk?
He walked. He didn't work a walk.
He grinded a
he
walk.
He went up.
I know.
It went 3-0.
Because you know
he,
why?
No, shut up.
No,
for
you
a
shut up.
No,
you shut up.
He swung at three straight balls. And
because
then finally,
you know why? He's trying to do something.
Dude, he didn't do anything.
I'm turning into seltzer.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I know.
He's got to. You can't say. All we theorized was he's saving it up for the postseason. Well,
yep.
We could have used it yesterday.
He smoked the ball early. Happened to be at a guy. Yeah, it happens.
I was a deep shot.
Yeah, it was. You won't bring that up. No, the biggest issue is they got to find.
And that should have been a double play ball.
Yeah, dude, I wish I had. I wish there was all 22.
Yeah.
Like, because I want to. I know. What are you laughing at? You're always laughing at me for nonsense. I just, like, on the TV copy, it's hard to tell how close they were.
And there's only 18 people out there.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you get the point.
Yeah.
I just wish I could see.
Yeah, who are the other four?
Yeah, he's like all 22. I'm like, what?
All right. I wish I had all 10. 10.
All right.
Because the hitter, whatever. Yeah. You get the point.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how close the base runners were, and maybe just thinking getting out. Because when it was hit that way, I was like, man, just go to, like.
That's a double play ball.
Could have been a double play ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what were you about to say about Bryce before I said?
Oh, well, it's just like, he's not like a superstar anymore. That's like he's still a really good player. He's a good player. But the days of him being the MVP discussion and the top 15 to 20 player in the sport, like, that's the biggest thing. They gotta find another impact player.
Yes,
like, on top. It's almost like I want Schwarber back and then another
else.
Guy.
Yeah,
to where it's not just
what was this payroll going to look like?
That's the problem. But that's the issue. That's why, like, Aiden Miller has to be special. Like, and we'll see if he is. Justin Crawford, I don't think is special. I think he's going to be a pretty good player. But, like, that's the worry with them, is that we're top heavy. And the top heavy guys might not be the same guy.
Where's our big dumper?
Well, I mean, they could have traded the price.
Sitting on it, buddy.
Where's ours at?
They traded him for Duran.
Oh, who did we
Eduardo Tait.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, was he a dumper?
Yeah, it was a catcher that raked.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right.
Maybe next year.
Well,
they have reached maybe next year status.
Well, the
yep.
That's a tough spot. Ike went through 5 years of maybe next year.
And the
now you want to start shooting at
well,
me.
No, it was what I was thinking of last night, because I was like, well, yeah. But the last time I felt this way was the early 2000s Eagles. It was like, maybe next year's the year. Yeah.
Is there a, there's not another star player that's a free agent.
Well, besides, what do you mean? Like, Kyle Tucker's available
Kyle
if you want him.
Kyle Tucker's a bad fielder now, too.
Well, the one that I would find interesting is Bregman.
Right, that third base.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay, real quick. Here are the free agents. I'm not going to do the guys on the team.
Okay.
But the free agents, I'm going to give you the guy's name. I just want to tell, I want you to tell me percentage chance you think he's back. All right? First one, Ranger.
You know what? Before Zach got injured, I would have said he's absolutely gone. Are we sure Zach's coming back healthy early enough next year?
Well, I think May is the plan.
Okay, so
they hope.
They hope. So
yeah.
I mean, he could miss significant time.
He could.
Yeah,
I mean, he could also not even get back to where he was.
Right.
Now,
so,
I'm optimistic about it, but
so I'll give Ranger. Ranger has his own issues. I'll give him 15% chance he's back.
Jack, Fritz,
5.
Yeah, I would probably go for 3.
Less.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think somebody's going to give him too much money. Let's see, JT Realmuto. Mike?
I think JT has a high chance to be back here, so I'd say 80% chance JT is back.
Yeah, I was going to say 85.
There you go. I'm right around the same one. Now, the big one, Kyle Schwarber. Oh, actually, before we do Schwarber, Harrison Bader.
85.
Yeah, because I guess...
He was a little noncommittal in his answer. He talked about how much he loved it here.
Yeah.
And then he gave us we'll see what happens.
He's a businessman. He's been a sixth team in 4 years.
So he's probably looking for at least a multi-year deal.
Yeah. He's probably looking for 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hope to get him for 2.
Yeah.
Two, an option?
Yeah.
Doing a mutual.
Come on, we all love a good mutual option. Come on, man.
I'll go 85 cent Bader.
I think Bader's back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm at 60.
God, I want Bader back.
I want Bader back badly.
I almost want Bader.
I do.
I almost want Bader back
more than Schwarber.
I don't know.
Oh.
Gun to my head. No, but still, I get the point.
Yeah.
I get the point. Right.
And then finally, Kyle Schwarber. Percent chance. Ike.
Yeah. 50-50?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's like 70.
70% chance he's back?
Yeah.
I hope you're right.
I
hope you're right. I think he is, unless the Phillies come to him early with an offer that he is going to be like, all right, I'm good. They're going to give me pretty much what I'm asking for. He goes to free agency, and then he finds out what he's worth out there, what's his value.
Well, we did see the rumor about the Mets being interested, that Steve Cohen is interested.
Wow.
You're not going to outbid that guy,
nah,
I can tell you that,
nah.
if he wants you.
No shot.
Yeah,
yeah, and you no shot you're outbidding him.
I
and $120 million is a drop in a bucket for him.
Doesn't matter,
nothing.
Rounding error.
Yes.
Yeah. Looking at when we interviewed John Middleton's face about it, I was trying to read his eyes.
Right.
I'm at like 80% he's back.
He's back, okay.
Yeah, looking at Middleton's eyes, Middleton, I think he...
I love him.
Even just talking to Dombrowski, when we had Dombrowski on, I don't know, there's something about their tone that seemed like they were going to do it. Now, maybe there's some giant offer that they can't match. But
would you go 3-35?
A year?
Yeah. Because here's what I'm thinking. If he can't get 4 years, he's going to want more money.
Right.
Maybe he takes the fourth year to take a little less average per year.
Yeah. I mean, I think he.
4 years is 120, 3 years,
yeah.
105.
Yeah. The last thing we saw was 4 years, 120. I don't know. I'm pretty. I want to get the spreadsheet in front of me before I start committing money to Schwarber. I want to start seeing it out there.
Okay.
You're
with this thing with Schwarber, man. You may play hardball with him. You don't want him back.
No, it's not that.
Sure it is.
No, I'm telling you, my issue is they are a team built around pitching that can't field the baseball, and he doesn't help that at all. And I wonder.
Well, he's just a DH.
I know.
Somebody's got to be the DH.
I know, but I don't. Do I want to commit? If Harrison Bader is going to, would you rather have two Harrison Baders at different positions or one Kyle Schwarber?
And that's one Kyle Schwarber.
But that's the question that I'm asking.
Yeah.
Is that if there is a third base version of Harrison Bader, and I can get two guys in there that both play a position and then go spend less money on DH, maybe not as much production, but also I'm not committing all that money to it, maybe I would think about that.
Yeah.
Here's my thing
with Bader, and we're going to find this out. I haven't even looked at his career numbers, but on 16 tells me that there are spurts in which he looks good, and then there are also spurts where he does. All I'm saying is that if he's our full-time center fielder, what does that look like over the course of a year? Yeah, good defense, but is he batting 260 with 12 home runs?
He's a 250, 260 hitter who will hit you 18 home runs.
Okay.
But
18's even high, though.
That's like, even high.
It's 17 this year. It's a career high.
Okay.
So, like, I would say settles 12 to 15.
Okay.
Would you rather?
You could give me 12 to 15 home runs with him instead versus 50 home runs with Kyle Schwarber.
But the vibes.
And the playing center field. I value the playing
would
field.
Would you rather sign Bregman or Schwarber?
What's Bregman going to cost you?
30 a year. 3 years.
Yeah, he's going to opt out of a $40 million a year deal.
Oh,
yeah. But he's not going to get that much because he wanted longer term. He signed a short term deal with the opt out because he wanted, basically.
Yeah. He's a winner.
But so is Schwarber.
Yeah. Was.
Is.
Was.
No, increased in wins every year.
Okay.
215.
All right. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP.
Man, you know what? I really wish I was in Philly so I could be around people.
Not today, brother.
No, he needs to. He wants to feel the same. People feel the same way he does.
Okay, all right.
Yes,
I'm in Texas, so hey, and I'm a proud Eagles fan. Like it's on my truck. I wear caps, hoodies. I wear it all. So it's like they know where to dump it off. And y'all, hey, I ain't gonna lie. I have not been the biggest baseball fan, but just messing with y'all and messing with Jack, I just started rocking with the Phillies. Hell, I even got an Eagles hat that's burgundy and gold with the P on the side. Like, I got some shit made. My bad.
You got it.
Yeah, my bad, guys. But I look at this. You said earlier, you was like, hey, Ben Simmons, the era in Ben Simmons. It's two different feels. One guy was scared.
Yes.
One guy messed up.
Well,
so those are two, like,
well, he might have been scared, too. That's why he messed up.
Yeah, I think.
But at least he did something.
Yeah, I don't think. You know, the crazy thing is, CJ, here's because you're not here. We are. I don't think there's a lot of ire toward. Toward Orion Kirkering today.
Yeah, I agree.
There was a ton of ire toward Ben Simmons, but Orion Kirkering,
rightfully so.
Yeah, Orion Kirkering. I think everybody knows what happened. He had a moment where he froze, and that's where he made a mistake. And he, you know, it's a tough moment, man. There's 57,000 people. Well, last night, I don't know, 47,000.
What a crowd! What a crowd!
Well, they've been in the LCS 8 out of the last 13 years. They're bored by it now. Yeah. But, you know, you got 50,000 people screaming at you. You have the bases loaded. That's 1-1 in the bottom of the 11th. And he just, the moment hit him and he made a mistake. But I don't think, we haven't been killing him. I don't know.
Know that, like, they were being compared because I saw somebody else say that. Now, Jack, I'm not going to get on you today, but I am going to start calling you OG Jack. Kind of like Wade when it comes to the Phillies, you know what I'm saying? Like, how run up for Harvey, you know what I'm saying? For
OG Harvey, Jack.
You put a little too much. Now, to get on these Eagles. Dude, I'm driving around for my kids' Bay football game, looking at the game to hurry up and get home to see this. And what is this I'm watching? Now, I will say, when it's all said and done with, everybody kept saying over and over and over, we're 4-1. We'll get back on track against the Giants. And something in my gut after the game started, I was like, this don't look like this is going to get back on track. This is, even though we won last year, we've been seeing this for the last couple of years. And I can't go away from saying, this is our coach's fault. You can't say you're an offensive guy and we got to keep reloading with coordinators. And then we got to hope the coordinator knows what he's doing. The concepts far as the receivers don't work. You keep trying to run a scheme that's not run far as the run game. This didn't work last year. You don't have that personnel, so you can't do it this year. It is not good. We need a great offensive coordinator and just let him be the walk-around guy. But as long as we have this type of system set up, we're going to continue to replace offensive coordinators because we're a win-now team. So, hey.
Well, I don't think Petullo's in danger of becoming a head coach anywhere.
Yeah, you won't have to replace him at least. Yeah, that is the one issue with having a head coach that is not the coordinator, is that if you are successful, not the offensive play caller, is that if you're successful, that guy's going to get a head coaching job somewhere and you're always going to be looking for somebody. So,
but the other problem is this.
What?
His playbook must not be that deep.
Nah, but
his playbook can't be that deep.
Here's the thing, though, CJ. But here's the thing: you Kellen Moore came in here with a deep playbook last year, and we whittled it down to six plays. And you know, it was the same thing. And Kellen Moore just is down in New Orleans taking a quarterback who was
Let me look at their passes.
0-10. He's got six touchdowns, one interception. I think Spencer Rattler throwing for 225 yards a game. I mean, there's
how do you keep up with everybody's stats?
Well,
man?
When they're on YouTube Big Board.
You
rolled those stats on too fast. I'm like, how did he know that?
Because I don't have anything to do.
He keeps up with the people. He keeps up with the people. So, I've said this a couple of times. You said people look at the games we weren't about Spike. Yes, because I've been looking at understanding what Spike does. Hey, I know y'all dumping on me now. Don't let it come back.
Oh, yeah, Spike tracks his guys now. Yeah, he tracks his guys now. Yeah, he's going to track his guys.
Well,
it might come back later, but he's going to pull a rabbit out of the hat later.
All right, CJ, thank you for the call.
Yeah, all right, bro.
Look, it's good for the brand.
It's all good, yeah.
It's good for the brand that Baker Mayfield's having. For my brand, that Baker's having this year. That is the one name everybody scoffed at on my list is Baker. So I hope it keeps up. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Well, you know, like, the way I process things, right, is that when I'm down, I like to get even downer. Okay. You know, they get even more sad.
Get lower.
Yeah. Right. So what I have for you are the five other Philly sports moments that left me sitting there in silence.
Pile on. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say this should be miserable.
It's a pile on Friday.
Okay. All right. So that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.